What is good, people, and welcome back to the Hype Report. Happy New Year. I hope you had a blessed Christmas and New Year. Today I've got a very, very special guest, someone I've been right at the top of the guest list since we drew it up. Bro, do you want to introduce yourself?
My name's Dave Boy. That's about it. Nothing too interesting.
Sweet.
I like pink.
Yeah. You do like pink, bro. You've worn some very cool pink fits, and today, yeah.
I try.
Tripped out.
Today's just no trim barber doesn't rate me enough to give me a slot before today. So I just had to, you know, put on the ballet.
No, it's a pleasure, man. I've been a fan of your stuff for a long time.
I think I'm your biggest fan.
I appreciate it. Right, let's get into it. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your actual job? Because I was watching a couple of big clips where it had some really big views and you claimed you're unemployed.
I've never actually had a job, which, by the grace of God, I don't know how I've managed it. I just haven't. That's part of, I'm God's full-time servant. When I say I pray and God provides, I'm not joking around. People think I'm joking around. I'm trying to hide. I just work with a lot of clothing brands. And then when I first started out, as I've said before, there's just a lot of clothing brands, like micro brands, all right brands, that I just have an ownership of, that I worked with when I was younger. Mm. And I just get paid off of that, or they've given me, there's only some that have blown up crazy. All of them will. They'll try to buy themselves out. And I always respect that. There's never beef in that where they think, oh, can we have our brand back fully? I'll never be against that. Or it's cool. Still send me a few drip packages and stuff like that. But then, yeah, I am unemployed. I'm unemployed. And you call me at 11 a.m., 10 a.m., I'll probably be playing Ultimate Team. Yeah.
I expect that. Living the life, bro. How is it working with brands, and how does it like run me through how it works? Obviously, I do it as well as yourself. We're probably falling in a very similar category. Mm-hmm. How does it work, I guess, from like a foreign perspective, from people who don't know how brand deals work, TikTokers, influencers, whatever you want to call yourself, how does it actually work, like from the start to the deal and then to actually getting paid at the end?
I think with me personally, the biggest brands that I work with, or the biggest bags that I would get individually from brands, is brands that I hit up myself years ago.
Sick.
And developed a relationship. And I think a lot of people, when they start, you know, blowing a little bit, I think their ego gets in a place. To this day, I'll hit a brand if I genuinely want to work with it, or I'll hit them up. Because I think I got a crazy bag, like, just even a year ago, off a brand that ignored me for 3 years. And they just hit me up randomly, like, oh, hey, you know what I'm saying? I always hit up any brand that I proper rate and I like and I want to work with. And then even when I just made my IG, my new one, which is obviously my one now. Like, I'd work with them for free. I just give me a track. So I just want to make content. And eventually, out of respect, because we've been together for so long, they're like, how much out of nowhere, without me even asking. And all brand deals, I think one thing people need to know about brand deals as well is you don't get paid straight away. Mm. You get paid like 60 days.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
If you're lucky,
if they're being in time and stuff like that.
Crazy, man. I'm waiting for some...
invoices do not
collect. Mate, it's bad. It's really bad. That's why some... Mate, creators get a lot of... creators are right at the bottom of the barrel sometimes when it's down to brand deals and brands and shit, which sucks, but it is.
I don't stress them out too much, but it's that sometimes, you know, Mom might not get a Christmas present if you don't clear this invoice by next week. You know what I'm saying?
what is your favorite brand you've worked with? What's been like an experience? I've had a couple where it's been like, not like you've made it, but you've been like, oh shit, like that is like,
I'd say probably Trapstar. They're so smooth and easy to work
with. Yeah, they're unbelievable.
No hassle, no whatever.
And they're so low key who they work with as well. So that must have been a pleasure. Because I know they don't just work. They don't have like this big agency and just bringing on all the creators. No. They're like,
they'll hit you up personally.
Yeah.
And they hit you like, what do you want? How can we make this easy for you? What will you want? We just, the only thing they were like, we need this day. And with how easy they make it for you, what they ask of you, which is not a lot, you can't complain about it. You'd have to be an asshole to think they're demanding much of you if they give you a date, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, Trapstar have done bits for the scene, man. They've done 100%. They've done a lot. They've been a proper, they are like the foundations of what a lot of UK streetwear is built on now.
Yeah. And I think they've been, to my knowledge, they almost blew up in the US before they blew up in the UK.
Mm.
So obviously they had the Jay-Z
behind. Yeah, yeah.
And then
they
had the Roc Nation people wearing it when he invested like Rihanna and stuff like that. There's like a something con. It's not the sneaker con that was recently this week. But hold on. You'll see a Trapstar, set people reselling Trapstar over there in America. Like they're going crazy for it.
Yeah, that's mad.
Because they have certain pieces that just go crazy.
Yeah, the States do adopt a lot of the UK London scene, which is sick for our space as well.
They had it first.
Yeah.
So that's why when people say with Trapstar, blah, blah, blah. US had Trapstar before we had Trapstar in terms of whatever. And even like when I'm doing a clear out and I've had certain pieces, like just certain tracksuits I'll sell, number one thing that I would just sell, it's Trapstar. They'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've lived through like multiple like trends and they're still
and
on top.
And they're adapting.
Yeah,
They're one brand. Even if you don't see it on TikTok for a week or a year,
you know
they're selling out. They're clearing.
Yeah, they smashed it, bro. They are sick. I remember they used to do their packages used to come in pizza boxes.
Yeah, that's how they started.
Which was sick
because they were delivering out their cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were literally doing it all before all these brands are doing it on the street now. Mm-hmm. Years and years before anyone else. 100%. They were the pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, big up to them. You've had some big clips, some very viral moments. When I was looking at the doing a bit of research on David last night, and actually to be fair, the last couple of days, your grilling episode is you can explain a little bit about it in a minute. But that is, they've had some huge guests on, Andrew Tate, people like that. Yours is like ranked third most viewed behind obviously Andrew Tate and someone else, and level with like third or second or whatever it is. And it's just under 2 million views. And that obviously Andrew Tate one's like was released when he was popping, and that's like 20 mil. But yours slapped, like banged. How was that?
I don't know. Cause you know, after I recorded that episode, I left thinking, this is shit. Whilst I was recording it as well, like no one laughed, you know what I'm saying? No one was looking at me like, I know, for example, Standout, shout out to Harry. I know when he's happy with content because I've worked with him on different occasions. That's how it even came about. And I know when Harry's happy with some content, he was just standing about like, you know what I'm trying to say? I didn't think he would do that. I was just speaking my genuine, honest opinions. And I'd only watch brief clips of grilling on the channel. And all I saw was guys just flirting with the girl.
Mm.
Or I can tell when someone's genuinely trying to get a viral moment. With me, I was just... And then the night before... Before was hectic, as I said on the clip, I woke up quite late.
You said you were still pissed when you got on the show.
Harry's called me saying, oh, sorry for the delay. The drive was late, you know what I'm saying, to take me to. I was like, oh, no problem. If I didn't wake up at the time, I would have been late myself. And then I was just talking to the girl, like, I'll genuinely talk to someone, hassle me when I first meet them. And then it just went crazy. I didn't get tagged in a lot of clips, unfortunately.
Mm.
But I would just see like my FYP on even the past week again. I don't know if someone's told someone that I recorded episode recently. I'm seeing the clips re-uploaded again. And on IG, they're getting 1 million views, 2 million views.
That's dope.
I didn't think I said something inspirational, but clearly they love the message.
Yeah, it's very unique.
Yeah,
it was so
just genuinely honest. That's the only way I can describe it.
It was so much more genuinely authentic. Honest. Yeah,
I think I wasn't in a character that day. I was genuinely responding how David would respond.
Yeah,
which is blunt, honest, not disrespectful, just honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess a lot of guys with someone, with a girl sat in front of them ain't like that at all.
Yeah. Watching other clips, I'm like, what are these guys talking about? Nothing relation. They're trying to get a funny little clip.
Getting a moment.
Talk to a woman how you talk to a woman.
Mm.
Simple as.
Yeah, I respect that. So what you do now? So what is your plan like going forward? I know you've brought out a fashion brand. What does your day-to-day look like? I know you said you probably sat playing Ultimate Team at 11 a.m.
I was about to say that's my day-to-day. I play FIFA. Well, EAFC now.
Yeah. How are you finding it?
Oh, man, I'm paid to win. If you saw my Ultimate Team, you wouldn't be impressed. You'd actually just laugh at me because you'd know I'd spend...
How much have you spent this year?
I don't know. Dennis, how much do you think I spent? No, not this year. Last year was 2 grand. It's only been 2.
Mad.
Because I just sit at home. I don't like to leave my crib too much. And as I've got like, I'm not the most social person as it seems. Not because I don't like people, just anxiety outside my crib. So I like to be at home unless I need to leave my house.
Mm.
Unless I'm seeing friends or whatever, there's generally something going on. I just choose to not leave my house. I don't enjoy clubbing.
Yeah.
You know, I generally don't. My friends know when they call me to go clubbing, like if there's birthday, I'll tell them my budget's a fiver. You know I don't like to do this. They're like, cool. I'll pull up. The only time I really proper go out is if I'm abroad or it's my own party that I host. Because I tend to have a party a year. I've not had one yet. Looking for a venue, but I want to do it outside of London. That's the only reason why it's taking so long. And then, so I just sit at home, play FIFA. The way it's going out, I'm always in a nice fit as well. I like to, you know, drip. Even if it's not expensive, it will look expensive. And I'm hearing people dying over canned gooses. I'll just play my FIFA, honestly, and do online shopping. I don't want to go anywhere.
I respect that.
The way London's built right now, honestly.
Yeah, it's a bit mad, bro. Yeah, it's a bit mad. Even because I live just outside it, and I come in all the time, one to film and just for events, deals, and just work stuff. Mate, I hate it. I hate coming in, man. I'm like you. I do sit inside actually all the time. I work inside all the time. But that's it, mate. Actually, I play PlayStation. We have a set time every day between 5 and 7:30 in the evening. And then, yeah, that's it, mate. That's my life. Sat inside, probably a little bit similar to yourself. Maybe a little less FIFA. Not quite as good as I used to be, but yeah, sweet. Okay, right. So moving on swiftly, you grew up, well, you spent time in Poland growing up, right?
Yeah, when I was at 3, 4.
So how did that come about and how has that shaped you as a person now?
No, I wouldn't say it shaped me in any way. I don't think me being in Poland had any, I think it was just at that time, my dad was very sick. So he was just permanently in hospital for weeks on end. And then he wasn't working. So mom just was like, she needs help with David. She went back to Poland with her mom. Was there for like about a year. I wouldn't say it was anything special. I remember it quite vividly, but Nothing special, really. Didn't do anything for me. Family was quite reserved. So I don't think it did anything crazy for me personally.
No, fair enough. Yeah, it's an interesting one for sure.
Not a big... I wouldn't say even now I'm a big fan of Poland as a place. I've never been enticed to go to Poland.
No. Have you been back since?
No. No. And it's one of the cheapest flights I've ever seen as well. And really? I've still not been enticed to go. So.
Yeah. And you lived in LA?
Yeah.
How was that?
But that was great, mate. Nah, I was there for like almost 2 years in combination over a little period because you have to come back. But then I did, went to Mexico for a week. And then I stayed, like without realizing, I stayed another like 3 months. And I didn't realize I did that. And I thought I was in trouble. I thought, oh, I'm going to jail, I've just committed a crime. But then someone explained to me that once you've gone out of whatever, you're not in trouble. But just mentally, I'd left and come back kind of thing. It was great. I think it's the only time my skin's shining and I've always got a trim. The fashion is all right, but one thing I learned over there, they take inspiration from London. Like I met a fashion designer and he said, people over here don't dress great. And I agreed. I went like Melrose and stuff like that. And people don't dress great. They grab a hoodie, t-shirt, do a little bit of spray paint on it, call it, you know, a business. Over there, they don't dress well or too crazy. And their biggest inspirations tend to be rappers. Most rappers don't, in my opinion, don't dress great. They dress like Selfridges, mannequins, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw you said exactly that on one of your pods you were hopped on. They were talking about like big designer brands, like, and then you were mentioning you don't need crazy amount of money to designer clothes and LV and Gucci.
Yeah, I don't believe you do. And I think that's they think because this outfit is 10 grand, they've just put out worldy, mate. I disagree.
Yeah.
And over there, it tends to be that who can dress the most expensive. And that's one thing I don't like. When you genuinely, in your mind, have convinced yourself that your outfit's good because it's expensive. Because it can be, it just tends not to be.
Yeah, I hear that. I think that is our generation, though, isn't it? A lot of people think that throwing money at anything solves everything. And it's a quick fix, but it ain't. In terms of that kind of subject, how is streetwear at the moment as like a space? What do you think about it? Where it's headed, where it's going next year or this year as the podcast comes out?
I think it's gotten a strong hold. I think it's got another year before something elsewhere takes over. As you've seen with like Dior, a bit of Louis, even Off-White are doing stuff like footy tops, clearly aware of what's going on in the market. And Dior's being slated solely because they're just doing pattern prints over any kind of clothing they can find. They're trying to keep up because the streetwear brands are dropping crazy. They're hungry. The work ethic's way harder than these big brands. So I think as a bare minimum, streetwear's got at least a year and a bit before maybe something else drops.
Yeah.
We've gotten the baggy jeans now are being big drip. So I think the high fashion part is creeping in, doing its little spin again. But streetwear, because it's way more affordable.
Yeah.
At the moment, therefore it'll still be the main thing we see.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's also the streetwear now is so much broader. So anything, much things can fit into that sub niche or subculture or subgenre, whatever you want to call it.
Cartier's dropping in all Balenciaga. They're calling it streetwear. You know what I'm saying? So streetwear right now is just anything that isn't a suit and bright colored jeans.
That literally. Is, that's true, yeah. Anything a bit baggy. So, and there's so many different variants of it. Do you think social media, so basically Instagram and TikTok, have had much of an impact on what we see now?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Like, I've seen brands that are very much popping, but because someone said they've not seen it on TikTok, they say, nah, they're washed.
Mm.
That brand's washed. No one's rocking that brand. And I'm thinking, do you go outside? Do you see what's going on? So 100% TikTok's like the number one eye. Like, people are making hundreds, thousands of pounds of bouncy balls on TikTok. Yeah, you know mad. What I'm saying?
It's mad.
The eye on there is number one. And like, you don't have to be an accountant or a business genius to tell someone you need to be on TikTok. That's it.
Yeah. How's it helped you being on TikTok? Some of your vids have done big.
Oh, yeah, numbers. Yeah.
My personal favorite is I remember the Man United shirt once. You're in tears.
The issue with that video is I have to post that at least once a year in the team. And I don't know how to explain it, but one day I wish that video doesn't go viral when I post it. I want it, if I ever post it again, I want it to be in sarcasm, because last year was the United one. That video was years old and it still
pops.
And it's like, oh, this team is just, it's like an abusive relationship. Like, I don't know why I love you, but I love you so much, you know, with Man United. But then my old TikTok got hacked.
Yeah, you started a new one, didn't you?
Don't know how, but luckily my new one still does numbers.
Yeah. The good thing about TikTok is you don't actually, the following is pretty irrelevant. You can't get caught up on it. So
the following doesn't matter.
A lot of people look at that. I think a lot of people who were popping in like 2020 when TikTok first started popping off, probably look at their following now. I know people do it now and they're like, oh, wow, I've got a mil followers. Well, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter at all.
No one watches you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it works, man. You've got to either be consistent or have this knack of putting out viral content.
Yeah, like knowing what people want to see.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
And developing your character, because the same thing ain't always going to work.
100%.
It's not always going to work.
And I've seen some people that I've seen years ago, and they're kind of putting the same thing out. I'm like, mate, just try something new.
Yeah.
There's always something. Milk it until you can't. But don't keep milking it when the jug's empty, man.
Yeah, there's nothing to be gushed
There's
out,
nothing
yeah.
to it anymore.
Yeah. Do you get much hate on socials, much criticism? Because you've been about for a while now in the social game.
Yeah, 2025 will be 10 years.
That's crazy. And you started on Instagram, right?
Yeah. Instagram. Because what people do on TikTok, I was on Instagram. I think that's where the main audience comes from, because they know me for so long. I used to pump videos on Instagram like you would on TikTok before they nerfed the algorithm. And the moment I read into the algorithm, we're posting so many videos, it's going to kill your engagement. I kind of had to, but then they dropped rules again and then videos started going viral again. For example, this year alone, out of all the years that I've been on Instagram and TikTok, I've gotten my highest viewed videos this year. I don't know. And to me, I don't know if I should celebrate or should have celebrated or be offended.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. But it's just because I just went on YouTube and think, what's the algorithm now? Okay, this works. And it worked.
How have you found Insta this year? Because obviously, like, I feel like I've got TikTok to a T, but Instagram for me, I hate it. I can't.
Instagram's very unpredictable right now, especially because they're trying to match TikTok. I'm not comparing, everyone is really, you've got shorts, you've got whatever. Because with a reel, 9 out of 10 times, you'll know it's going to bang. With a post, you don't know anymore. Because they base it on viewer retention. That's why everyone's doing dumps right now. Because they're trying to retain. How long is someone spending on your post? Because with a 60-second video, you're going to watch 45 unless it just gets ridiculous. But on average, you're just going to watch the video. The post, you might skip through it, come back to it tomorrow, or it might pop up in your suggested. That's why everyone's dropping dumps for the viewer retention.
So they're saying, so you're saying like, if I...
How long are you bringing someone to our platform for at the bare minimum?
And that's why the dumps do well, because you spend time swiping and swiping.
And one of those pictures might be, wow. You might hate 9 of them. The 10th one, wow.
Yeah, and then you stay longer watching that, looking at that one. Yeah, it's mad. I hate it. I can't lie. I hate it. I'm not like you. I'm not a Fitbit kind of guy.
I love a Fitbit, mate.
I've seen. You just got that something about you to do it. I can't do it. I think video. I'm much better on video. But in terms of like a still image, I just look weird. I look so weird.
Like, I see you post.
A couple, but not anything hard.
You've always got jackets I've never even seen in my life, mate.
Yeah, nothing, nothing too crazy. Something that I saw last night when I was talking about your Instagram, I was scrolling through it. There was I assume it was Photoshop, a BBC News arrested type thing. I assume you Photoshopped it and tricked the internet.
I didn't Photoshop anything.
So that was legit.
No. That's not. Someone that I know thought it was funny to do that.
Oh, I see.
I remember this. The reason why I remember it is because DBE dropped a Valentine's album that day. I think it was like 2018, 2019. That's why I remember the day so fondly. And I posted on my Snap story. I think the police were following me because they were. Because I was getting crowds around me. And this was like in 2019. So having like 20, 30K followers, you were basically a celebrity.
Yeah.
Back then.
Different. It was so different. Then, yeah.
So I was getting crowds around me. Police were following me. I dropped a snap. Police were following me. Then I just see posts. I'm in a hotel later that night. I see snaps. I'm in jail. But because it's going so crazy, I'm not debunking it. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I found it funny, you know, 1-2 friends. An hour later, I'm just getting go on Twitter. I'm seeing people celebrating I'm in jail. I said, oh, I didn't like this guy anyway. At this point, what have I generally done? So I was like, all right. Because it's going so crazy. I didn't say a thing. I didn't post a thing. I'm like, I'm going to let it run its noise. My friend's like, do you want me to take this down? I'm like, no. He made even more articles of every new. I'm like, no, keep going. He made even more articles of Daily Mail.
Oh shit! So just to build it up, yeah.
Because
he's
so good at it.
Because it genuinely looked.
I'm like, yeah, keep running up. Then I started messaging my guys. I'm like, post this and just like, yeah, free me, man. I miss my guy. Kind of.
That's
mine. They started posting it, and it just. It was the story of the weekend, basically.
That's sick. That's crazy.
It was crazy to me because at that point, I only had like 30,000 something, like combined.
I didn't even have
TikTok at this point.
Yeah, so, but you're right. It was a lot different then. It was so much hot. The value in followers was so much different.
But having
30K on any platform, YouTube, Insta, whatever, it was so much more... valuable in that amount than it is now. Like 30K on TikTok, to use on 30, TikTok's killed all that. Like 30K on TikTok is...
TikTok's killed numbers.
Yeah, even my following, like if I was to... So I've got currently 1.2 on TikTok, but the reality of it is if my content starts going a little bit downhill, that'd be it. Yeah, you got to be on it, man. Like I said earlier, the following on TikTok is so... It's not irrelevant, but it's not... People aren't that, like, it doesn't mean that much.
I think it's because you can come across a random page of a woman with a baby and she can have 10 million followers. And you don't really understand what she's doing. But there's some demographic somewhere in a random city, maybe in like Texas, that just really love her.
Yeah.
But then one day they just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
And I've seen some people kind of lose their mind when they, because that dopamine...
Yeah, 100%.
Because TikTok is that you can with TikTok, it's not like it just tends to be, which I don't understand.
But you're right, that hit dopamine, like if you have a video that pops.
Because I'm not a TikTok expert, more so, but I know what goes viral on there. I've managed to keep doing it, but I don't know what can kill your, because I've seen people not post on there for like a year or two. They come back, everyone does what? Another couple more views. I know if you don't post on Instagram for a year, you're done. You know what I'm saying? If you don't post on YouTube for whatever, good luck, mate, unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, 100%. You've got to be... Yeah, if you go in... Oh, I can never do it. I couldn't go silent. I just couldn't risk it. I don't think I'm that type of...
I couldn't not post on anything.
I couldn't risk the brand deals and the bags like that.
No, we've got to
get... Once you get into the flow of it, it's a
Tesco
little
meal is £4, mate. Can't sit in bricks at the moment. The economy's crazy right now.
It is. Going back to streetwear fashion, have you got any kind of influencers you look at other than yourself? Because I watched the podcast and this lady asked
you
the
question. You knew exactly what I was about to say.
I watched it, which is good. It was sick, actually. That was a good pod. Any influencers? Anyone you look up to in terms of fashion wise? Or just do your own thing?
I'd be lying if I say I completely don't look at anyone.
Yeah, I mean, but that's pretty much impossible to be.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just come across them and I'll be like, that's cold. And of course, I think a lot of them be fashion pages. Trying to look at them now because I know their names. I'm always on them. They'll be like Avanti or something. I'll be looking at these designers in New York. Blue Boy. He's from New York. I feel he's on par with one of being the next in the same Mount Rushmore of Virgil, Kid Super. I think Blue Boy is going to hit that mark because his pieces have been crazy. He's had a collab with Bloody Sprite, made the True Religion. He even did a concept of what he'd do with Louis Vuitton. I'm thinking if someone reached out to him, when I look at those designs, what I've seen and how they're going, they would let him do that. And it was crazy. I just look at a lot of designers. There's like two others. He's from New York as well. Let me find his name. He does them belts. Them Sparky belts. But I forgot his name. But he's going crazy as well. I love how he's doing it. And he's more mild. He's not too loud with it. Very much like, yo.
Yeah.
Well, these guys just hit me up. They just want my belt, man. That's how you go. Saying, yeah, I'm not getting them for free. I can make you one, but, you know, just give me like a 2-week time. And I proper rate people that don't move too crazy. Designers that, or creators in general, that rate themselves. They don't want to be like, oh yeah, he's wearing my clothing. They want to be, oh, they're wearing my clothing, if you know what I'm trying to say. I think more people need to be about that with themselves, where they don't want to be the closest to the guy, they want to be the guy, the girl.
Yeah.
The he, them, potato, whatever it may be.
Yeah. On the topic of kind of streetwear and fashion, a common question that always gets asked in podcasts, and a lot of these, like, you would have seen them, but like public vids, public clips, there's always someone going up to someone asking what is the worst trend in fashion right now in streetwear. I don't particularly ask that kind of question because it's that's not really my thing, but I'm going to ask you it because I think you might deliver an interesting answer. Is there any things you see in streetwear, especially UK streetwear, that you just hate at the moment?
Do you know what's crazy? Bally's.
Bally's.
Hate Bally's.
Really?
But I'm wearing one because if you saw my trim right now, people would think you've got a clone on the podcast. I don't like Bally's.
They're a bit of a unique one as well.
I think, yeah. The only leeway I'm personally giving myself. I don't like Bally's. I think their rents, mysterious looks, just got civilians talking about, I need my privacy. No one knows you anyway, mate. What privacy are you, do you require on a day to day? We'll pass you. I'll never remember you anyway in that brief second interaction. I'm not a Bally fan. I think the quicker they disappear, the better. This turns into a hat. So,
yeah, a bit different.
Like when I'm actually going to go outside, I'm not going to walk around like this on the street. But yeah. I think the only thing right now, I think people are taking real pride in fashion at the moment, which I love. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more accessible now, like streetwear and fashion. Yeah. Like we were saying earlier, it's a lot. Streetwear is cheaper than higher end.
You've got the Panda by Bandits.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm seeing, you know, like, Year 7s.
Mate, it's nuts.
We're in Louis Vuitton's on a uniform day.
Yeah.
Like, fucking hell. Like, you can put me on or something.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about that? Because that is, I reckon now 50% of the sneakers we see are probably reps. I really wouldn't be surprised.
I know. When suddenly everyone's got this, when I like to spend money on clothes, when I'm looking at an individual, like, I'm seeing friends and family only shoes on a random civilian, I'm thinking, right, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking you could have at least made me believe it, like gotten maybe some fours and tried to, but when there's 50 pairs only out here in the world and
yeah,
you're wearing it to Witherspoons, what's going on here?
Yeah,
I think the average civilian doesn't know. Like someone that doesn't really give a toss about fashion, they'll just throw anything on, certain rubbish, like maybe put on some NDV. They don't care. They're like, oh, that looks great, mate. But I can always tell, me personally, because I look at clothes so much, when it's fake.
Yeah, you can get that vibe, I guess, is how someone's rocking it.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest giveaway.
Yeah, I think a person that buys whatever, they're not as cocky with it. You try to give a fake humble vibe when really they're trying to suss out, is anyone looking at my shoes?
Yeah.
Is anyone looking at my hat? Oh, someone might scan my jacket. And I think I could tell with it.
Yeah, it is mad, bro. I mean, in the last year, the reps and the panel by scene has gone, I haven't seen anything like it.
It's glamorized on TikTok.
Yeah, mate, it's nuts. There's I've scripted a video about it this morning. There's a Nike has started to sue creators who make the videos, who promote them. One of they sent a lawsuit out last week, and there was about 3 or 4 Panda Buy creators who have, like, you know, they have the spreadsheets in their bio, and they basically make like affiliates. So they show off these links and they have an affiliate contract or whatever with the fake replica manufacturer. And they're making a shitload of money off like kids going to them saying, these are the best Panda Buy you can get. These are the best batches and stuff like that. Nike coming down on it. And it's going to be an interesting, I mean, 2024 is going to be big for that space.
I think 2024, a lot of people are going to court.
Yeah.
For sure. Because it's been, so many people are flexing it. And as you know, with stuff like money and these cases of essentially fraud, you know that they let them off for a little while where it makes, when they come for you, the money's got to be worth their while. Oh, you made a few grand, all right. Or you're going to the 5 figures. Oh, you're touching 6. Let's send that email now out. Let's send that letter.
And then they're fucked.
And I don't know who told these people where publicly they can just advertise this stuff. It's a literal crime.
Yeah.
But yeah, because so many people are in the comments, like, oh, that's lit. Thank you so much. Whatever. And that's one thing I don't like, because I've made a couple videos this week, past week, about fake Van Cleef.
I saw, yeah. The pandemic.
And then it just went off. Like, it had a slow start, then it just went off. I'm seeing so many comments. And it's people in the comments are mainly saying, oh, why do you care? Let people wear what they want. Okay, cool. But if tomorrow a viral post came saying David Bumi's wearing a fake this, you would see comments everyone dissing me, wouldn't you?
Mm.
It's like, oh. But suddenly when I'm saying, why do you care what people are wearing? You don't want to spend money. But if I got caught wearing a fake whatever, you'd be laughing in the comments saying, oh, what, fake this? Suddenly, no, everyone cares what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Yeah, I get, over the past couple weeks, I've had so many emails from Panda Buy and like those type of companies asking for deals.
Oh, Panda Buy actually like real people, they message.
Yeah, they've got a verified TikTok account.
Oh, I didn't know they were actual, I thought it was just random.
No, it's basically just like this middleman service, and they're not like the only service. There's multiple people can use apparently. But yeah, they reached out, and some of the numbers they were throwing were big numbers. And obviously,
you were sitting in the office thinking,
I could never do it. Even if I did do it, like away from the legal stuff, I'd be cancelled straight away because I've made too many vids.
It's one of those things where your audience knows you and they'll just look at you as a seller.
Yeah, you're 100%.
And then the ones that read, they'll be disappointed. It's like a family member disappointed, like, really?
Yeah, you're down that bad.
I think if I saw it, I'd be like, I think I'll message you personally. Like, did you get hacked or something?
Bro, sort it out, man.
Is there a gun in your office? Do you need help?
Yeah, I guess you would never wear a rep. No fakes, no foo-foo.
No, I've been sold a rep before.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
And then I think it was like a hoodie. And then someone was just like, no, that's not real, right? The only reason why I got away because I posted like, oh, thank you for sending me this, blah, blah, plugged me. He's like, oh, you know that guy sells fakes, you know? And he's like, oh, that's probably fake too. And then he's like, he starts, you know, caressing my hoodie. He's like, brother, don't take a picture in that.
Do you remember what hoodie it was? What brand it was?
It was a Dior hoodie.
Yeah, I'm not too glued up on that, the high-end reps, but like you said, I can definitely spot a lot of kicks now. And what's interesting is like, because all these manufacturers who make these fakes, they have certain like items that they're specializing, mm-hmm. that they're like really good at, that they look one-to-one, they look really authentic. So all of a sudden, when you start seeing this one particular shoe or colorway or design pop out. Like
Balenciaga tracks.
Yeah, and
that's hit in the streets like crack.
Yeah, and they're like, damn, and there's some chrome heart shit.
That's why I just tried to sell mine. I see Balenciaga tracks more than I see Air Forces nowadays.
Yeah.
But I know rep Air Forces as well, because I can tell by the smell.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it? The glue they use.
I don't know why I know that, but I just know when, solely by the smell, I know when an Air Force One is, because someone tries to offer me a pair.
Yeah.
I just give them a sniff. I'm like, take
it. Yeah, they use the factory glue or whatever they call it. It's just
there's
cheap.
Something in that shoe that they do differently, because the shoes, 1-for-1, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
On the street, no one's looking at a pair of Airs thinking, those are, but just a small no. They crease way easier than even how shit already as well. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But I tend to wear a size down in Air Forces. So even when they crease, when I put my foot back in them.
So they push up.
Yeah.
That's smart. I've never done that. That's a smart move.
I wear size. It will hurt for the first 20 minutes, but you know.
And then you firm it.
Pain for the drip.
Yeah.
Got to do what you got to do.
On the subject of streetwear and kind of the worst trends and stuff. One brand, probably more last year than this year, to be honest, really gets a lot of hate, and that is Hood Rich. What do you think about Hood Rich? I've made quite a few vids on it.
I think Hoodrich is too cold.
Too cold?
Too cold. I think it's one of the best brands
really
in London. No, shout out to them Black on Business, man. I think it's too cold.
How come? What's the motivation?
In a hood, you want to get rich. Get hood rich, you leave the hood, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you put on such a amazing quality garment to really celebrate that. So you only see the biggest hood rich rappers and stuff like that wearing hood rich. Big Drip. You don't see Little Fish wearing hood rich. Crazy, crazy drip. One day I hope Hood Rich will hit me up and just give me at least a hoodie. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy pieces.
Fair play, fair play. What other brands are you watching at the moment? You big fan of?
Obviously, Vision of Super. Big fan of that. Tend to be a little bit expensive. No Label. Of course, I've declined a lot of... For some reason, up-and-coming brands seem to have crazy budgets nowadays.
Really?
But they hit me with... But then... I don't want to promote too many upcoming brands with my one coming.
Yeah.
If I don't rate it more than mine. Not that I'm not trying to support an upcoming brand. Blue Boys brand.
Yeah.
One thing I need a piece from him that I'll buy. His pieces are crazy. They just always sell out. I can imagine he doesn't put too many up. I can tell, but they just go crazy. My boy, Aiden, dropped Safe House recently, and I can tell the precision and detail he's putting into his brand, and I can only imagine his pieces are going to go crazy, or like his graphic tees are going hard. But I'm not looking at too many mainstream brands. I am interested in the Cortez Supreme collab.
Mm-hmm.
Did apply for a loan this morning so I could finance those. Hopefully they get back to me.
Yeah, gotta
see
the
APR on that.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at too many mainstream brands.
Let's touch on Cortez. Obviously, absolutely smashed it last 2 years. What do you think about them? What do you think about kids? Like, I got some proper...
What do I think about kids?
Well, maybe slightly out of context. But what do you think about the kids going crazy for...
I think they have every right to.
Yeah.
I've been wearing Cortez in 2019. I've been lucky to be friends with one of the people in the brand. They've always taken care of me. I've never had an issue with their pieces. Their marketing, when you wear... Cortez, it's more than just buying a piece of cloth. It's like you're a part of a community, which you will be, because if we never knew each other, ever heard of each other, but we're both wearing Cortez on the street and we pass each other, we're looking at each other like,
yeah, yeah, respect, yeah, yeah,
respect me. You know what I'm saying? I think they have every right to, the way it's been marketed, the way it's been put out. Clint himself, he's his own brand,
yeah,
on top of that, too.
For sure.
So I don't think it's overhyped in any way. I think what's going on has every right to go on.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think Clint has absolutely smashed it. I mean, I remember when he did the Great Bolo Exchange.
Yeah.
And he had kids
just
coming in from anywhere, all over the UK, coming into Central, dropping off their North Face puffers, Supreme puffers. Expensive puffer jackets, yeah. £300-500, and just doing anything for a bolo. Like, this was, I think this might have been one of their, like, obviously wasn't their
that
first
was the
puffer
first
release.
Major viral.
Yeah. But covered by a lot of, like...
Not viral, but, like, covered by everyone.
Like, especially...
Outside
like,
of their own platform.
Yeah, and properly covered by, like, fashion outlets, like Coated and Vogue and whatever. That was, like, a huge breakthrough moment. And... The thing is, when shit like that happens, as soon as brands start like to push through that barrier of like being super well known, so much hate, man. Like people just criticize it all the time, and I hate that so much.
You gotta learn that people complain about anything.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I say people, someone will complain the sky's blue.
Yeah.
You just go, all right, well done, mate. Sorry, just cry about it. Call your mum. Maybe she'll cheer you up.
And they love gatekeeping as well. They love keeping things low key.
One thing I saw people say, Cortez is washed. And, you know, I'll go on your page and your most recent post, you're in a night tech. And if you want brands that, you know, there's free of each piece, there's a guy in a black valley under a bridge and you've got to give him a password for it in real life. And when someone asks you, it's like, oh, I don't know where I got it from. Just, you know, it's not going to work. That doesn't pay the bills either.
Yeah.
Pretty sure Clint said himself, like, if you want exclusive pieces, just wander in the street somewhere and someone will maybe draw something on a t-shirt for you.
Mm.
And I think that the exclusiveness is the number one thing that streetwear is doing now. It's taken away the hype from exclusivity. It can still be hype and everyone has it. And that's what's hurting designer brands. I didn't even notice it. That's why they're being, that's why they're rushing designs. That's why they're running through so many designers at the moment, because they're not getting that final piece. They're not getting that hype that these brands are giving.
Because
you've got the same quality hoodie with 20 Dior logos on it, and you've got something that, you know, just on the algorithm will get you an extra 1,000 likes. But 80 quid, what are you going to choose?
Yeah, 100%. On the subject of garments, I guess, you have mentioned No Label, your brand.
Mm-hmm.
How that go? How do you find it? Boys, talk us through the difficulties of making your own brand, because there's loads of people, maybe loads of people watching now who are up and comers and want to...
Because there's three of us in the team. And then one thing that everyone wanted was the highest quality premium. That doesn't come cheap. There's many that manufacturers which try to essentially finesse, because obviously you sent other people over there. I wasn't there personally. You know, when you're describing a vision, that's expensive. All they see is money in their eyes. And they try like, oh yeah, great brand, man. This is the price I can give you. I proper see your vision, your brand. Don't let these guys try little bro you into believing nonsense. The first time I posted a No Label was 2020. That's when we were still working on stuff.
So it's been about since then?
You know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes, the name, everything. We've had No Label since 2020.
And this is the first release quite recently, right?
Yeah.
Public release.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Literally. But then each time, especially because we're very much into fashion. The brand wasn't, because we watched a motivational TikTok at midnight and wanted to make some money, we genuinely love fashion. So like, as we're waiting for these suppliers, we're looking at these designs and like, this is dead. And while this supplier, these designs are dead now. We're looking, and it was a bit of a cycle for like a year and a half to even some ideas that we had, someone did already, but we can't do it now. I guess, you know, they had similar minds, it's going to, like, we copied them. We got to scrap that. We got to go again. Because some of the designs that I looked at the other day, terrible. They were great at the time, and I'm glad we didn't drop at that time. But, and then this first drop, we didn't want to do any pre-orders. We wanted, if you order today, you get it tomorrow, the next day, not 4 weeks.
Yeah, because a lot of brands do that, yeah.
You know, so we don't want that cool little picture sitting on the packages, and then you get them next year. We want to generally have that, the best sort of reputation you can have. As I said before we even started recording, that just the t-shirt alone, when we got a few samples in, I don't know how to do laundry. So just gave it to my mom. Like, I need you to wash this like 4 or 5 times in a row. And I want to see how it looks after. It still looked fresh. After then, we made a call. Like, cool, this guy's all right then. Let's load in the order. And since then, everyone's been happy. the team's been doing very well, getting shoots, and we want to do crazy campaigns for 2024. And we kept it quite simple because we can't just look at ourselves what we want. Me, I'll just drop a whole pink collection, but we got to look what a normal person will wear,
yeah,
which is plain colours, the black, white, grey, and it's been going crazy.
Yeah. So how did you, I mean, I guess one of the most difficult things whenever you search up how to find, how to make a clothing brand or whatever, is actually finding one, a good manufacturer.
That's number one thing.
Yeah, to find someone.
If you don't have a good relationship with your manufacturer,
finished.
You might be finished. Because if he doesn't rate you, or he doesn't believe you're going to come back or whatever, he's going to prioritize other people that will front them an extra £5 even.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just getting that friendship with the manufacturer, which was the main priority for the team, with quality clothing.
Mm.
No t-shirts that fall apart or logos coming off. And because I don't want to wake up one day and someone's doing a TikTok and I see 100,000 likes by it saying, I just bought no label. And after one wash, it's gone and fallen in half.
Yeah. Yeah. I get paranoid about, we have another side weekend business called Kicks Force, just pre-loved shoes. And obviously, like we touched on earlier, like Panda Buy, the hype of that. I literally shit myself whenever we have a drop. I make sure everything's legit, bro. Don't fuck it up. Don't sell a fake. Yeah. Don't sell a fake, because it's so hard to tell if things are... I know a lot about shoes, but I don't know about every single silhouette that's ever released, every colorway.
Yeah, of course.
So I have to... We pay a good amount of money to get every shoe legit checked. A couple of my mates are like authenticators, so I send a few bits to them when I'm unsure. And I just pray. I'm like, Jack, fuck's sake, don't fuck it up. Do not be... fucking TikTok, someone reviewing my shit, calling me out.
It's that one TikTok review that will just finish you.
Yeah, and you're gone, man.
One whatever.
Because that's going to blow up 10 times more, like a hate one, than someone being like, bro, the shipping time is great, man. The shoes are really good, Nick.
Because there's at least one, two people, if you're on social media, waiting for you, for something wrong to happen. There'll be someone, like, someone say something about you, someone you've never seen before, that's never really engaged with you. Yeah, I knew that guy was a weirdo. I had my own from a long time. Like, I told you lot.
Yeah.
It's always the case. There's always one person that comes up with that phrase about someone. Oh, it was new. I knew something about that guy.
Yeah, I could have told you this months and months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, I don't know, he doesn't drink water. But I knew there was something.
Yeah, people who I can't remember what the saying is, but people who have the less going on always, or the least going on, always have the most to say.
Yeah,
100%. I don't get. I'm pretty blessed. I don't have too much criticism, but anyone on social media who does, you do well. If you're doing well, you get something. Doesn't matter how nice you are.
Someone that has an opinion.
Yeah,
God knows what.
Yeah, it could be anything, but you've got to deal with it positively and not let it...
The bigger you get, you know, saying, you've got a red hat on. If you had 10 million followers, they'd probably say that you're doing demonic symbolism or something, and there'll be 14 conspiracy theorists about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't win. You got to enjoy it. You'd be like, wow.
Yeah, you're right, man. You can't make everyone happy, so you just got to do your thing. Now, you've done a lot of content around females. How do girls react to your persona in real life? I know you've got a new episode of Grillin's coming out, or it'd be already out by the time this pod goes out. So tell me about that.
Girls don't really complain, to be fair. Unless you start dating them, then they'll be upset. But
what would you say your approach is for people who haven't seen your stuff? So it's obviously a little bit, it's very different to a normal
my
guy.
Three favorite things: fashion, females, and football. That's pretty much it. What woman did it? I don't lie to, like, as you've seen the initial grilling, I don't lie to women. I don't pretend that I want to be with you if I just want to whatever, have some fun. And that's what they see there. I'm just generally honest with them. And it just saves headache. I feel like guys lie to women, cause themselves a headache. then complain about the girl when you know how emotional women are. Just don't lie to them. It's that simple. Just don't lie to women.
What advice would you have to a young guy right now about the female?
The moment you start believing what they say is where you start going wrong. No offense.
Yeah, I'm not listening, I promise. Any other advice? Dating advice? That's it. Best, it's your number one.
That's the best advice. You start believing everything they say, you're in a dark hole, mate. You're going to spiral out of control. I see that happens to guys. They start believing everything a woman says. Oof.
I respect that. I respect that. Well, I promise. I'm not listening, I promise. Well, on that note, it's been a pleasure, bro. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you for having me.
It's been an honour to have you. And yeah, Hype Report, 6 p.m. every Monday. Check it out. Check David's socials
which
out.
Camera? Which camera?
Any, bro. I don't even know which ones. Well, we've even got one above. So yeah, no label. Check it out. Check his socials out. Big love to him. 6 p.m.
Badge, no label, so I can take beautiful women on dates.
Yeah, check out all the socials available on all streaming platforms right now. Big love. See you in the next one.